Hey, and welcome. We are so excited you're joining us for the PwC podcast today.
Yes, welcome everyone.
I am really looking forward to this deep dive we've got planned. We are jumping straight into, the heart of wisdom, you could say. Proverbs chapter 4. We're calling this one, Guard Your Heart, the Wellspring of Life. And honestly, I think this is going to be really good.
It really is such a vital chapter, especially, right now. There's just so much competing for our attention, influencing our thoughts.
Totally.
And Proverbs 4 offers this timeless, essential guidance.
It really feels like that, doesn't it? Like you're trying to navigate everything, all the news, opinions, just this sheer amount of stuff coming at you, and you're making decisions. But sometimes you kind of wonder, am I actually on the right path here? It feels like a compass, like it's pointing us true north.
Well said. And that core message, Proverbs 4:23, it's so direct, so profound.
Which one is that again? Remind us.
Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. It's one of those verses that just makes you pause, doesn't it? Makes you really think about the weight of those words.
It really does. And what's so key, I think, is understanding that heart here. It's not just like emotions or feelings. It's more like the source, the wellspring of our intentions, the control center for, everything, our actions, decisions, how we connect with people.
Absolutely, it's the foundation. Okay, so let's dig into how this chapter unfolds. How is this wisdom presented?
Right. So it starts with this really powerful image, doesn't it? A father talking to his sons.
Verse one. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction.
Straight away, it sets up this idea that wisdom isn't just something you figure out alone. It's a passed down, a legacy.
Exactly. A legacy from one generation to the next.
That really struck me. Solomon isn't just laying down a list of rules. He's sharing something precious, an inheritance almost, an understanding of how to live life well.
Yeah, it's more than just book smarts or accumulating facts. It's about knowing how to apply that understanding effectively in day-to-day life.
Right. Practical insight, maybe stuff learned the hard way, honed through experience.
And shared through relationships you trust. It really highlights how important it is to learn from those who've, well, walked the path before us.
It makes you think, actually, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Good question.
Or if you had to pass on just one lesson, one core truth, what would it be? That's kind of the feeling at the start here. Wisdom is this gift. You receive it, you live it, and then crucially, you share it.
That sharing part is so important. It's not meant to be hoarded. Passing it on actually solidifies it for us too.
Yeah, good point. And it helps others.
So the chapter moves from this idea of legacy to, well, the effort involved, the commitment needed to actually get this wisdom.
Ah, yes, verse 7. That one really jumps out. Though it cost all you have, get understanding.
It's quite a statement, isn't it? All you have.
It really is. It signals that getting true wisdom, genuine understanding, it often requires something from us, a real investment.
Definitely. It could mean sacrificing some pride, maybe.
Could be. Or changing habits that are comfortable but maybe not helpful.
Or just stepping outside your comfort zone. The cost isn't always money, is it? It's often personal. It takes effort, diligence.
It's that idea that growth often happens through challenge. You have to be willing to face maybe some uncomfortable truths about yourself or how the world works.
Indeed. But Proverbs makes it clear the reward is worth it. The payoff is huge.
What kind of reward are we talking about?
Well, things like peace, clarity, just a better life navigated more skillfully. It's definitely a long-term investment in your own well-being.
So it makes you weigh things up. Like, would you sacrifice some comfort now to avoid bigger problems, maybe even chaos down the line?
Exactly. That's a core part of what wisdom does, right? It's preventative. It helps you make choices now that lead to greater stability, maybe even joy later on.
It's about thinking ahead, not just living for the moment.
Precisely, adopting that longer-term view, which then leads beautifully into this powerful imagery of the two paths.
Oh, yeah, this section is so vivid, verses 18 and 19. It paints such a clear contrast.
It really does. You've got the path of the righteous.
Described as like the morning sun shining ever brighter.
That metaphor of the dawn. It's so hopeful, isn't it? It suggests this gradual but steady increase in light, in understanding, in clarity, progress.
Yeah, like each step forward brings more illumination. You see things more clearly. The way ahead gets brighter.
Growth is built into that
And
image.
then the stark contrast, the way of the wicked.
Likened to deep darkness.
That just evokes, confusion, uncertainty. not knowing where you're going, stumbling around.
Yeah, and there's a real danger there, isn't there? You stumble because you literally can't see what's in front of you.
And the really alarming part, I think, is that Proverbs says those in the dark might not even grasp why they're stumbling.
Right, they make missteps, fall into trouble, but don't understand the root cause.
That lack of self-awareness, that's critical. It's a dangerous place to be.
Absolutely. Without wisdom's light, it's easy to get caught in patterns that harm us, harm others,
Yeah.
without ever really getting why it's happening.
So it forces a really personal question on us, doesn't it?
It does.
Which way are my daily steps actually taking me? Am I moving towards that brighter light, that increasing clarity? Or am I, maybe without realizing it, drifting onto a path that's, well, darker, more uncertain?
It's a crucial self-check. And this brings us right back around full circle to the main command of the chapter.
The centerpiece.
Yes, Proverbs 4:23 again. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. After seeing wisdom's value, the effort it takes, and the choice between these two paths, now we land on the essential instruction.
And let's stress it again, the heart here. It's so much bigger than just fleeting emotions.
So much bigger. It's your inner core, your
Yeah.
control center, your decision-making hub. It's the filter for how you experience everything.
Like the CPU of your life, maybe?
That's a great analogy. What
Yeah.
you input into that system, that's critical.
Yeah.
Meaning, the stuff you consume, media, conversations, the thoughts you dwell on, all that input directly shapes the output.
Which is our actions, our choices.
Exactly. Your whole life's direction. It all flows from what's going on in that core, that heart.
It really is like tending a garden, or maybe a wellspring, like the title says. You protect it from pollution, you nourish it with good things, it sustains you. But if you let toxic stuff seep in.
The consequences flow outward into every part of your life.
So we have to be incredibly intentional, really mindful about what we're allowing in.
Constantly asking, what am I watching? What am I listening to? What conversations am I part of? What thoughts am I letting run on repeat?
Because all that stuff is actively shaping us. Our beliefs, our sense of peace, even our self-worth.
It really is. And Solomon, thankfully, doesn't just give us this huge command and leave us hanging.
You know, he gets practical.
He gives us an action plan, a roadmap for how to guard the heart.
Right. Some really clear, actionable steps. What's the first one?
First, watch your words. Use your speech for life. Avoid destructive talk, gossip, tearing others down, that kind of thing.
Our words have power, don't they? They can
Oh,
build up or completely demolish.
immense power. So, choosing words carefully, aiming for encouragement, for truth, for life, that's a key part of guarding our own hearts and impacting others positively.
Okay, watch your words. What's next?
Then fix your eyes, stay focused. Keep your attention on your purpose, on what truly matters.
That feels especially relevant today.
Wow.
With distractions literally everywhere, our attention is pulled a million ways.
It is. So this is about maintaining clarity, keeping your core values, your goals in sight, resisting the pull of, shiny objects or things that don't actually move you forward.
Requires real intention,
Commitment.
deep commitment. And finally, he says, stay on your path.
Keep your feet from straying.
Exactly. Resist those detours, those distractions that can pull you off course. This links right back to those two paths we talked about.
Right. Recognizing and actively avoiding the things that lead towards that deep darkness. So these aren't just like nice suggestions. Solomon presents them as essential strategies, vital for navigating life and protecting that wellspring inside us.
Okay, so this is all incredibly powerful stuff.
Yeah.
But how do we, you know, take it from the page and actually live it out? Make it practical this week.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? How do we make it real?
Yeah. So maybe we can offer a few concrete steps, things you listening can actually try this week to engage with Proverbs 4.
Great idea. Let's brainstorm a few.
Okay, first thought.
Yeah.
Maybe write down one key verse or phrase from this chapter, something that really hit home for you, and put it somewhere visible. Like stick it on your bathroom mirror, your computer monitor, dashboard in the car, somewhere you'll see it every day.
That simple visual reminder can be surprisingly powerful, just keeping that truth front and center in your mind.
Okay, second idea. How about intentionally taking a break, maybe like a mini fast, from one thing you identify as a potential negative influence or just a big distraction?
That's interesting. Like what?
Could be anything, really. Maybe limiting social media for a day or two, or stepping back from constantly checking news feeds, or consciously deciding not to participate in gossip if it comes up.
I see. Just creating some intentional space.
Yeah. See what happens when you pause that input. See what you notice. By the way, if you're looking for a great community exploring truths like this, we'd love for you to visit us at PWC Pittsford Wesleyan Church.
That intentional pause, it definitely helps build awareness, doesn't it? Makes you more conscious of your habits and what's actually shaping your thoughts and feelings.
Okay, third idea. How about committing to actually read Proverbs 4 every day for the next, say, 5 days?
Oh, I like that. It's not a long chapter.
No, you can read it in a few minutes. But letting that wisdom wash over you daily, letting it sink in through repetition, that could have a really profound effect.
Consistent engagement definitely helps internalize the message, helps integrate these principles more deeply into how we think and act.
And one last idea. Maybe share something you've gained from this chapter with someone else.
Paying it forward.
Yeah. Talk about it with a friend, a family member, someone in your small group. You never know who might really need to hear this right now.
That's so true. And sharing it often strengthens our own understanding and commitment, too. It reinforces it for us.
Definitely. Okay, so just to kind of wrap things up, maybe a final thought to leave everyone with.
Well, I keep coming back to just how precious that heart is. It truly is the wellspring, the source of your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not meant to be like a dumping ground for negativity or fear or shame or just endless digital noise.
No.
It's a treasure, something to be guarded with real diligence, real intention, filled with truth, with love, with things that build up and bring life, and ultimately keeping our hearts and minds focused on what has lasting value, focusing on Jesus.
That's a powerful reminder. Guard it like the treasure it is. Don't let just anything in. Be intentional. Fill it with good things.
It's an ongoing journey, isn't it? Reflecting on how we're doing with that, letting wisdom guide us. But it's a journey with incredible rewards.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today for this deep dive into Proverbs chapter 4. We really hope this exploration has given you some practical insights, maybe some encouragement for your week.
It's been a real privilege exploring these timeless truths together.
And we really mean it. We'd love to see you. Come visit us at PWC, Pittsford Wesleyan Church. Join us this Sunday at 11 a.m.
Please do.
And thank you for listening to the PWC podcast. Join us this Sunday at 11 a.m.